and very grateful for the opportunity to be here to study from God's Word. And before we close out tonight, I want to spend a little bit of time looking into a subject that, as I got to looking, is pretty deep study and worthy of some extra time. In Psalm 37, it speaks of the law of God being in our heart. It says, the law of his God is in his heart. His steps do not slip. Proverbs chapter 7, verses 1 through 3. My son, keep my words and treasure up my commandments with you. Keep my commandments and live. Keep my teaching as the apple of your eye. Bind them on your fingers. Write them on the tablet of your heart. Proverbs 3 and verse 3. Let not steadfast love and faithfulness forsake you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart. 2 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 3, Paul would write, and you show that you are a letter from Christ delivered by us, written not with ink, but with the Spirit of the living God. Not on tablets of stone, but on tablets of human hearts. Did you think about that? Did you know that your heart can be written on? Did you know that your heart can be read like a book? Well, we know with certainty that God knows the heart. And without reading any passages, let me read a short list of passages that say this thing, that God knows the hearts. Psalm 44:21, Acts 15 and verse 8, John 2 and verse 24 and 25, Revelation chapter 2 and verse 23, Matthew chapter 9 and verse 4, Luke chapter 16 and verse 15, Romans 8 and verse 27, 1 John 3 and verse 20. Not a comprehensive list. All of them speaking about God knows the heart. He knows what's in the heart of man. He searches the secret things of man's heart. Our hearts can be written on, and our hearts can be read. Well, turn with me to Jeremiah chapter 17. Jeremiah chapter 17. Jeremiah is writing in a time, and he lived in a time and preached God's word to the children, to Judah. This is in the period of Judah alone. And Jeremiah is writing here, it says in verse 1, the sin of Judah is written with a pen of iron, with a point of a diamond, it is engraved on the tablet of their heart and on the horns of your altars. You see, Judah was steeped in idolatry. What was written on their hearts? Written with what kind of writing utensil? With a tip of diamond. The hardest substance that could engrave on their hearts of stone. You see, what was written on their heart was their idolatrous ways. And the next few verses speak of that, about their altars and wooden images and all of those things that God would speak against. And he will say at the end of verse 4, for you've kindled a fire in my anger which will burn forever. And he's speaking against this, but you see how their hearts were written on? In verse 5 it says, thus says the Lord, cursed is the man who trusts in man and makes flesh his strength, whose heart departs from the Lord. For he shall be like a shrub in the desert, and shall not see when good comes, but shall inhabit the parched places in the wilderness, in a salt land which is not inhabited. Contrast. Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord, whose hope is the Lord. For he shall be like a tree planted by the waters, which spreads out its roots by the river, and will not fear when heat comes, but its leaf will be green, and will not be anxious in the year of drought, nor will cease from yielding fruit. Verse 9 says, the heart is deceitful above all things, and desperately wicked. Who can know it? The heart's deceitful. We can be led away in our thoughts, just then thinking of our own mind. What are those passages that we link with this? Where Proverbs 14 and verse 12. And it says, there is a way that seems right to a man, but its end is the way of death. So what seems right to us leads to death. Jeremiah 10 and verse 23. O Lord, I know the way of man is not in himself. It is not in man who walks to direct his own steps. You see what our own thinking will bring us. The heart is deceitful above all things. Desperately wicked. Who can know it? Verse 10. I, the Lord, search the heart. I test the mind. Our hearts can be written on like a tablet. God knows and searches the hearts. In this same book, Jeremiah later would write in chapter 31 about a time to come. A new covenant, Jeremiah 31. And God says, declares the Lord, I will put my law within them and I will write it on their hearts. God's speaking of a time in the future. I'm going to write my law on their hearts. And so if that's true, and speaking of the new covenant in which we live now, isn't it important that we be diligent to present ourselves approved to God, the one who knows our heart, as a workman that doesn't need to be ashamed, accurately handling the word of truth? Wouldn't it be important that we do what Psalm 119 and verse 11 says, your word I have hidden in my heart that I might not sin against you. You see, God says he will write his law on our hearts. How is that done? How does that happen, that his law would be written on our hearts? How does that happen? It's through his word. We must dwell in his word. We must be reading his word. We must be looking for his truth, looking for his commands to follow, looking for the promises that he's made to us, and to be encouraged by those promises. If our hearts are filled with God's word and filled with his truth, and we delight in his word, and we dwell in his word, and we meditate on his word and obey his word, then when God looks on our heart and he reads what is written on our hearts, What will he see? What will he read? Will he find somebody whose heart is like his, because his word is in our heart? The Lord knows those who are his. Let's be diligent to put ourselves in God's word. It's the very core of who we are. If we want to be stronger in the Lord, then let's spend time in his word. We have to. It's the essence of our being. This is a good time. It's the beginning of a new year. We like that. These are good markers for us. Let's start something new. I resolve, fill in the blank. What's it going to be for us? What does it have to be for us? It's got to be God's word. Let's dwell in that. Let's focus on that. Make that your day-to-day. If we've got time for all these other things, oh, I don't have time. Yes, we do. Oh, yes, we do. We've got to decide, and we've got to resolve to let God's word dwell in us richly. If you need to make a change in your life tonight, you need to become a child of God, to follow after him, to commit your life to him, now's the time. You need to turn away from drifting back, shrinking back from the diligent study of the word, and you need to recommit yourself and resolve yourself to follow after him. Tonight's the night. Come forward as we stand and sing this song of invitation.